Okay, tonight's Maral is on a Rashi, a comment that Rashi makes, which seems to be a completely extraneous or unnecessary comment. Many times when Rashi makes a comment, the problem in the pasuk is so obvious, it demands some type of response or an explanation or a medrash that Rashi brings. And sometimes Rashi makes a comment, as he does in this particular pasuk, where you almost ask the question the other way. What was he bothered by that he needed to say that? The topic at hand is the second parak of Bereishis. The Torah tells us of the creation of Adam. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem breathed into the nostrils of man the breath of life, and he became a speaking being, a living being. And then the Torah begins to describe a little bit about Gan Eden. It describes the trees, it describes the four rivers that emanated from Gan Eden. And then after describing it, the Torah says, Vayikach Hashem Elokim es ha'adam. Hashem took man, vayanichehu b'gan Eden, and he placed him in Gan Eden la'avda u'lishamra, to work it and to guard it. And on the phrase vayikach Hashem Elokim es Adam, on the phrase that Hashem took man, Rashi comments. Now, I should actually say, before we read Rashi, if he would have left the pasuk as it is, he would have said, what does that mean? What does that mean? Very simply, Hashem took Adam, picked him up, moved him into Gan Eden, and put him there. La'avda u'lishamra, vayikach es Adam. He took man. But Rashi says, Lakhu badvarim na'im, that he took him with sweet words, with nice words. He spoke to him, upatehu li kanes, and convinced him, assured him, convinced him that it was a good idea, and through the words that Hashem spoke, Adam walked into Gan Eden on his own. And the Maral asks the question, why does Rashi have to say that? Leave the pasuk as it is, that Hashem took man and he put him in Gan Eden. Where does Rashi see that he took him with words, that he spoke to him? And the Maral here develops a magnificent idea, which he's going to come back to many, many times throughout Chumash. And that is, Sheba Adam lo shayich lekicha. It is not relevant to discuss taking a person physically. She'ikir ha'adam hu da'ato v'sichlo. Because the essence of man is his mind, his understanding, his reasoning. That is what a person is. We're right here in the very beginning of Sefer Bereishis, and man is created. Man, of course, is comprised of two different components: his physical body, his guf, but his neshama, his soul, his intellect, his ability to think and reason and be a person in his mind, not just his physical body. What's the essence of this man, this combination of body and soul? Says the Maral, it's clear. The essence of a person is his mindset. That's who a person is. And therefore, when you say that you took a person, it is totally of no interest to us if you physically picked a person up and moved them from one place to another place. You didn't move the person, you moved his body. You want to move a person. If you want to move him, you have to change his mindset. Give him something to think in a way that's different than the way that he thought previously. So when the pasuk says that Hashem took Adam, the only way you can take a person is convince him on his own to move from outside of Gan Eden into Gan Eden. Then you've taken the essence of the person. We speak about this a lot in parenting. You know, you can run after a three-year-old and physically pick them up and throw them into a bath. But everybody who's been a parent in that scenario and running around, you know that that's not the essence of what parenting is running after a child until you can pick up. The goal is in which you can somehow convince a child that it makes sense for them. And that's at a three-year-old level. All the more so when you're talking about debating much bigger issues with grown-ups and adults to get a person to change their mind, then you've taken a person. And throughout our history, this has always been the testimony of the Jewish people throughout all the darkest times, the Holocaust and the pogroms and in the Russian gulag and in prisons, all the stories of the Jew, no matter what's going on to his physical being, but the mind of a Jew is always free. The mind of a Jew can always think and be whatever it is that he wants to be. And therefore, when the Torah describes taking a person, it always refers to their mind. Seven different times in Chumash, the Torah is going to use this phrase of kach, taking of a person. Kachas Aharon, kachas Alevim, kachas Yehoshua. Every single time, Rashi always comments, it refers to words. Convince Aharon that this is the thing that he needs to do. Convince Yehoshua this is what he needs to do. Always, because that, says the Maral, is the essence of what a person is. And the Maral elsewhere describes, this is his understanding of the sin of Moshe striking the rock and not speaking to the rock. And Sefer Devarim, which of course cost Moshe the ability to enter into Eretz Yisrael. The Maral explains there that had he spoken to the rock, it would have showed the Jewish people that we listen to the words of Hashem, that a human being can hear words and do something. If a rock can hear words and give forth order, that would be a lesson to us. And instead, Moshe hit the rock. He used force. He forced the issue. And that's exactly what we're trying not to be something that has to beat something out of another person, because then you haven't really touched the essence of the person. And so when Moshe hit the rock, instead of speaking to the rock, that was, you didn't sanctify my name, that he didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. Because that, we'll speak more about that, Meretz Hashem, when we get to that in Sefer Devarim. But that, says the Maral, is the pshat, why Rashi here and elsewhere, right here in the beginning of the creation of mankind, Vayikach Hashem Elokim, it can't mean that Hashem, like running after a child, picked him up and put him in. No. It has to mean that he convinced Adam HaRishon, here's where you need to be. Gan Eden is the place for you. And then Adam on his own walked in. Now Hashem took him by changing his mindset and giving him something to do on his own because he was convinced of it.